this week's edition of Amazing Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. I'm your host, friend to BBWAA members everywhere, Jeffrey Paternostro. And with me this week, you may know him best as Greg from Manhattan. It's Greg Karam. Greg, this morning on MLB Network, Sandy Alderson compared Wilmer Flores to Cal Ripken Jr. Again, sort of. By saying, like Cal Ripken, Wilmer Flores Cal Ripken never played shortstop in the minors. That's not really a comp, now that I think about it, because Wilmer Flores did play shortstop in the minors. But we'll say, for the purposes of this question, as I'm already making a complete hash of the intro, that Sandy Alderson comped Wilmer Flores to Cal Ripken Jr. So what ludicrous comp, it doesn't have to be baseball or even sports related, would you put on Wilmer Flores?
Well, I am going to go with the baseball comp, I would say that, using that same logic, take a guy like, let's say he's like A-Rod, because he's basically going to have to move off shortstop at some point. So by that logic, comparing him to Ripken, I think you can make the same argument there. Definitely going to have to move off shorts at some point.
I went in a slightly different direction, perhaps unsurprisingly. He is Hispanic. He's from Venezuela. And has, at times, had a questionable hairstyle that could be described as mullet-like. So I'm going with Razor Ramon.
See, you're talking about language.
Yeah, you know, a little 90s wrestling. I mean, they don't really look anything alike, and he's not a professional wrestler, Wilmer Flores, obviously. But they have about as much in common as Wilmer Flores and Cal Ripken Jr. For comp purposes.
Now I'm picturing Flores diving and missing for a ground ball and getting up and doing the razor's edge.
Yeah. You also see, one that said the little toothpick flip or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Instead of getting pinned by the 1-2-3 kid, he gets brought low by the -12.3 UZR next year. It's probably a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
That way, I didn't write that one out ahead of time.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
I just shouted out the first thing that came to mind there. Not so good. It's episode 102, the not-so-live snow day edition. Last week was a live snow day edition, and you know, we learned some things, as I said on the podcast several times. I will try it again. It wasn't the worst thing we've ever done on the show, I feel like.
No, look, you got the job done.
It accomplished. There was a podcast last week. It was about an hour. We'll try it again, maybe with more warning. There were a lot of people that emailed even this week being like, yeah, I couldn't call in because I was at work. And I realized, I assume most of our audience is in New York, but maybe some of those people had to work as well. And it wasn't practical to do a call-in show at 5:30. In the afternoon. But at some point in the future, we'll try it again, maybe on like a regular Monday night recording time, like this one. So the agenda for episode 102. Look, the Mets didn't do anything. Outside of Sandy Alderson saying silly things on the MLB Network. So we're going to let you set the agenda. That's right, it's going to be an email show. So we have emails on prospect trades, charitable baseball, sliders, the pitch, not the TV show. As our email helpfully will clarify. And minor league park factors, or as we call it around here, the usual. Also later in the show, Steve Sippa will rejoin the show to help. I plug the ARG every week, but we'll let Steve do it this week since he's sort of the organizer of the event. It's this Saturday at the Ginger Man. And since Steve's going to be on the show, we do have to talk about the Royal Rumble. So that's the thing that's going to happen. And where does the WWE go from here? We'll kick things off for episode 102 with your emails. And before we do emails, we do housekeeping. This is Amazing Avenue Audio, episode 102. It makes more sense when I say it 45 minutes into the show and haven't announced the episode number 5 seconds previous. And we are the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. You can find us on the internet at amazingavenue.com. Follow us on Twitter at Amazing Avenue. and join our Facebook group at facebook.com/AmazingAvenueFans. My rhythm's off. I'm not used to doing housekeeping this early. Just thrown right into it. It's not good. You can find the podcast on iTunes. Just search for Amazing Avenue Audio, and you can listen or subscribe right there. And I was prepared this week. I have our 2 reviews.
Oh.
For the month of January. And they're both excellent. One calls us the Velvet Underground of Mets podcasts. I've made that reference before, obviously. And Mets Avenue Audio embraces the sometimes dark reality of being a Mets fan, while mixing in minor league scouting, sabermetrics, booze, clever jingle, second division soccer, and anything else that is a worthy distraction. And look, I love all our reviews. I cherish each and every one of them, even the kind of mediocre one we were first starting out, where the guy said I needed a pop filter, which I went out and got. But this is my favorite. It's the John Sheridan of podcasts, in reference to the famous Sheffield Wednesday midfielder. Extremely talented, oozes class, and slightly drunk. That may just be our tagline from now on. I also would have been fine if it was the Babylon 5 captain. That was a show I enjoyed as a teenager. So either way, it works. John Sheridan, of course, most famously scoring the winning goal in Sheffield Wednesday's last cup win, their last trophy, the 91 League Cup final against Manchester United.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
It is. It's a long time ago. But there's good news on that front, too. It's transfer deadline day. They just got bought by a scion from a Thai tuna consortium. I've been told it's not the actual consortium itself. It's like the younger brother of the owner of the Thai frozen foods group in question. But they bought 4 players. Well, 1 loan and 3 signings on transfer deadline day. Which is, A, more players than the Mets signed all offseason. And B, a nice sign for the future. It's not like they were, you know, splashing crazy money around, but they went out and got players that will improve the squad and spent money to do it. It's, you can do that in other nice. Sports, like baseball. It's nice.
It's nice to have all of those ad money.
You can also listen to the podcast on the Stitcher app. Download directly from blogtalkradio.com/AmazingAvenue, or listen to the embedded player that goes up in the podcast post at Amazing Avenue proper. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeff Paternostro. My co-hosts this week are Greg Karam and Steve Sippa. You can follow them on Twitter at Greg Karam and at Steve Sippa. That was a housekeeping. These are your emails. You can email the podcast at podcast@AmazingAvenueAudio.com. And our first email is from Hank. Dear Mr. Paternostro and Consigliere, are you my wartime consigliere or my peacetime consigliere, Greg?
I did watch The Godfather last week.
There you go. I would like to ask about Mets prospects and prospects in general. Also a trade idea. We're not afraid of either of those topics on the show. Well-trodden ground, certainly. I like the Mets hitting prospects, but I don't see a David Wright or Jose Reyes coming out of the group. I don't see a guy with 80 speed, 70 hit, or 60 power in the minors. I see future useful major league players, but I don't see stars. For the last 5 years, all we have done is watch kids develop, and it's not a pretty sight. Parnell, Nice, Murphy, Duda, etc. did not arrive in MLB as the players they are now. It was a struggle, a grind, and a lot of adjustments had to be made. It also hurt the Major League team. I thought Donuts was going to be a right or Reyes-type player, but even he is going through growing pains. Donuts and Lagares are still developing and could struggle again next season. I don't want Flores added to those 2 question marks in the lineup. 3 out of 8 unknowns in the lineup every day is a lot. Wright is 32, Granderson is 33, and Kadire is 35, and Harvey is a free agent in 4 years. I think the Mets need to trade some of these prospects, whose ceiling is just useful major league player, for current proven useful major league players. I like Nemo.